How's it coming
good.
Out?
Great. Feels good. Back to 100% doing everything like normal, so feels good.
When were you kind of completely recovered?
Yeah, kind of around Super Bowl time, kind of March. I really started getting back after it, training, and having hard training days and stuff like that, versus kind of favoring a little bit and stuff. So kind of right after Super Bowl and March, April, and then coming back here, I've been doing everything normal. So it's been good.
Obviously, the injury happened early, but how tough was it to see where this team went while you were rehabbing and everything?
I don't know if I'd say it's tough. I was real happy for all the guys and, watching, a lot of the older guys go through it, they'd never been, Owen and stuff, that had been playing for a long time. So I wouldn't say it was, I guess, a little bit tough on you. You want to be out there playing, but, it wasn't tough where I was, hoping they wouldn't do it. I was definitely rooting for them, the whole way. And, it was exciting to see, a lot of the older guys get their first Super Bowl and stuff, which was really cool. So.
The year for you like in terms of, obviously the rehab was the biggest thing. What were you able to do study wise with any other free time and just pick things up when you couldn't go out there and do it?
Yeah, I participated in all the meetings, did all the meetings, and every meeting, even Saturday night meetings before the games, I was there. So I sat in all the meetings, and the NFL prohibited me from being out on the field, so I couldn't be out there during practice. So I would just work out while they were at practice, and then go in meetings before practice, go in meetings after practice, and traveled all the games, so kind of got the feel for that, and being at the different stadiums around the league, and then working with Peyton when he had his injury, just picking up little things. Obviously, everything you could pick up from him is good, so I just learned as much as I could from him too, and just trying to take everything in I could. So.
As invested as you were, as involved as you were, you're still on a little bit of his island being injured. Mm-hmm. How much do you feel going now, the emotions now? Is it kind of like you have just those rookie emotions all over again, like now you're actually getting to?
I don't think I have the rookie emotions. I think those kind of got out just being around the guys and, especially going all the way to the Super Bowl and just kind of being around everything. I kind of feel like I got the emotions out. I've played in big games before with a lot of fans and, loud stadiums and things. So, I think the emotions are out. It's, more about just getting out there and doing it on the field versus just learning it in a meeting. Just getting out there and running around with the guys and getting back on the field feels good. So,
because of what you did all last season, you didn't just kind of fade away into the woodwork. Do you kind of feel like you're coming into your second season, even though you didn't get on the field last
year? Yeah, it kind of, I guess, goes with the rookie emotions. I feel like those are kind of gone. Going into install, it's not the first time you're hearing it, You kind of know a lot of it. There's obviously little things you're picking up here and there every day. But for the most part, I know the offense pretty well. And it's like you know it in the classroom, but you also got to go out and know it on the field. And so that's kind of where I'm at now, just getting out there and, putting paper to the field. So.
How's the timing and chemistry developing with the quarterbacks for you?
Good. Yeah, we're out there working. Three great quarterbacks. It's been good. I'm excited to be out there again. I did so much watching last year. It's just every chance I can, I'm out there, just always bugging them, catching, throw me the ball, after practice, running a couple extra routes. So excited to be back out there.
Is there something to be said for that, almost like having a redshirt year, just to be able to soak it in and learn from those guys instead of having to think about, being out there on the field?
I wouldn't wish, that injury or anything upon anyone, your first year. There's a lot to be said about it. You pick up a lot of things, that you're not going to get otherwise. So, yeah, I learned a lot of things that I wouldn't know if I was coming in as a rookie now. You kind of learn how the NFL works, learn how, offenses work, just everything, how the team travels and, how the older guys, you watch – some of the pros, Peyton, DeMar, some of those guys that have been around doing it forever, you watch how they handle their business. It's a huge learning year, so, just kind of took in everything I could. So.
Did you participate in the rookie minicamp?
No, I did not do rookie minicamp this year.
What were you thinking of when the rookies were doing the minicamp?
Well, I saw all these articles coming out about how I figured I should get a percentage of their paycheck or something because they were doing walkthroughs and stuff, and it was a lot easier this year. But, I don't know. I didn't participate in rookie minicamp, but you know, I saw him out there doing it, and I was just hoping they got through it, and nothing happened.
I mean, your injury may have been one of the things that changed philosophies across the NFL. Part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've read those things too. You know, I saw I had surgery down there with Dante Fowler too. You know, he had that unfortunate surgery as well. So, but yeah, as far as things changing, I mean, I got no control over that. But, you know, it was good to see the guys out there working and just hoping they all got through it healthy. So,
Peyton had nice things to say about you. What does that do for you?
A lot. You know, Peyton's obviously Peyton Manning. So, you know, even working with him and, you know, just the little things, you know, learning, you know, just how he handles himself, especially seeing how he went through, you know, before the year started, he kind of, you know, I talked to him about, you know, how you're going to not play the whole year. He went through that with his neck. And so, he, you know, he kind of gave me some pointers and, you know, how to get through it. And then definitely seeing with him with the, you know, mid-season injury and how he handled that. And then, you know, I got to work with him in the indoor out there while he was injured and just picking up as much as you can. I mean, that guy knows so much and, you know, like I was telling someone the other day that, you know, he had us running routes at 11 and a half yards and, you know, telling us that we were going to catch it 11 and a half. And you don't hear that a whole lot. So, you know, just watching how he handles himself and, you know, how one of the best to ever do it does that.
When he says positive things about your play, does that help your confidence?
Yeah, I think it helps my confidence. I mean, you can talk a lot, but you got to get out there and do it. You know, so Peyton, you know, talking me up, I guess, is – it's good and everything, but I got to get out there and do it and get on the field and perform out there. So,
not to make you keep reliving the injury, Jeff, but, I mean, what was it like? I mean, this is your dream to play in the NFL, and it happened so quickly. What was your emotional state, right? Like, how long did it take you to get, like, I have to move forward and get into this rehab process? And has that changed kind of your perspective heading into this year after going through that?
It was pretty quick. I mean, I knew what happened the day of. So it's like I went and got the MRI and kind of knew as soon as I got off the field, you know, I asked Greek and he told me. So I kind of knew what I was facing. You hear about ACLs and, you know, I knew, you know, you look at the timing and you start adding up the months, you knew you were going to be out. So, I mean, it was just one of those things, you know. It was real high getting drafted, you know, it was about as high as you've been in your career. And then, you know, 7 days later, about as low as you've been in your career. So a lot of emotions going. But, yeah, like, I mean, like I said, you know, guys like Peyton, guys like Owen, you know, a lot of the guys, you know, really helped me out. You know, these coaches here were outstanding, the players, my family. So a lot of people, you know, helped me get through it. And, you know, once you start getting into it and into the just another grind, you know, it's like grinding in, you know, training camp. I was grinding all summer in rehab. So you just kind of put your head down and, you know, full steam ahead and get to work. So.
Did you have people that didn't believe you were on the Broncos because they never saw you out there? That you?
Oh, yeah. I remember sometimes going to the games, they'd make me walk through the security thing. I'd have to put my keys and stuff, and he's like, you got to show me something that you're on the team. So I had to show him, like, my key card to get in. He's like, all right, you can go. So, yeah, I dealt with that a good amount, and, you know, people asking you, are you really on the run? I'm like, yeah, I swear. Like, so, but, yeah, it was a whirlwind, so.
I don't know if you picked up on it, but we asked the coaches about you during the season and immediately following the season. Did you feel like they always commented highly on what they thought of you and their plans for you this season? Did you pick up on that, and how much does that help you knowing that you're still in their immediate plans?
Yeah, well, as soon as, you know, the injury happened, one of the things, you know, we kind of sat down and talked about was, you know, just staying involved in everything, and that's kind of where the whole going to all the meetings, you know, traveling when I could be on the sidelines and traveling the games and stuff. So, you know, they told me right away they wanted me to stay involved. And, you know, that's what I did. And, I appreciate that because they could have easily said, you know, whatever, go do what you want to do and, you know, get your knee right. And so, yeah, I appreciate them having me involved in everything and giving me the opportunity to learn everything. So, yeah, it was good.
How do you prove to coaches on the field that you're ready to be the guy in this group?
Make plays. You know, you just got to go out and do what you're supposed to do and compete every day. And, you know, like I said, you know, there's a lot of talk, I guess, but you got to go out there and do it, you know, whether it's Peyton or someone. You got to go out there and perform. You got to go out there and make the plays. And, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to and most excited for.
Obviously, it's different being on the sideline, but what was it like winning a Super Bowl compared with winning the college football playoff a year earlier?
I'd say kind of the whole Super Bowl experience, kind of like the national championship on steroids. You know, it's a little, everything's kind of a little bit of a notch up. But it was just, it was special just to be able, even be a small part of the Super Bowl, just being there. And, you know, another thing, you know, Coach Kubiak was awesome with was, you know, having all the IR guys travel the same day as, you know, all the rest of the team. So you get to, you get the full Super Bowl experience. And, you know, guys like, you know, DeMarcus, you know, told me kind of before, I was kind of a little bit bummed, you know, like, man, we're in the Super Bowl and, like, you know, I can't play. Like, it's kind of hit me. And, you know, he's like, you know, you can't think like that. You just got to, you know, go like you're playing, you know, and enjoy it like you are, because he's like, look how long I've played, and this, you know, I've never won one. So, you know, having, you know, just the support system around me that year, last year was, you know, outstanding. And so it was just fun, you know, seeing another team reach the, you know, the, their highest goal that year. So,
what's your take on the number of Buckeyes that were drafted, all those ex-teammates of yours?
It's because they were practicing against me all those years. Man. I made them. Man. You gotta be kidding me. But, no, it was great, you know, seeing a lot of those guys, a lot of friends drafted. So it's, I mean, every time you see that stuff, stuff like that, you know, it's just, especially where you came from, it's nice to see, so.
All right, thanks.
Cool.
Thanks,
thank you, guys.